You love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into when we're talking about the NFL and the divisional round playoff matchups and obviously everything else that's going on in the sports world. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing a lot better than Baltimore Raven fans, man. I don't know if there was a team that looked more unprepared than they did yesterday, man.
Yeah, unbelievable, as obviously the Tennessee Titans, led by Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, who is just a man among boys right now in the NFL, go to Baltimore. And yes, exactly what Mike Wilson is saying. They take down the Baltimore Ravens, and then obviously in the other game, the San Francisco 49ers take down the Minnesota Vikings. Believe me, we'll get into all this and a whole heck of a lot more. On the other side, we do have a special guest, Sam McCullough, who we'll be talking to about what's going on in Carson, California in a couple weeks. The Women's Olympic Soccer Qualifiers. That's right, people. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest-to-market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's MoneyASAP.com. MoneyASAP.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, did you know that Discover offers home equity loans with zero application fees, zero appraisal fees, and zero cash due at closing? That's a lot of zeros. But all those zeros can add up to something big. A home equity loan from Discover can help you use the equity you've already built for things like home improvements, major purchases, or consolidating high-interest debts into a low fixed-rate loan. So you can make big changes with zero worries. Home equity loans are offered by Discover Bank, NMLS ID 684042. Learn more at discoverhomeequityloans.com/zero.
Helped on by Neuwirth to Lavelle, the game's opening up. Rose Lavelle, lovely run, great goal! Brilliant goal! Rose Lavelle might have won the World Cup for the United States with a fantastic goal!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy
Morgan. Alex Morgan!
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us in a couple of different ways. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Hit us up on the phone lines. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. But like advertised, as we said before we went to break, we are now going to hook up with Sam McCullough. And quite frankly, Mike, I like to think of our next guest as an artist, to be quite honest with you. A very creative guy, an individual that I happen to know pretty well. But let's welcome Sam McCullough to the show. Sam, you got the Dorf Man, and then you've obviously got my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Thank you for joining us. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going, guys?
Can't complain. So tell us a little bit about yourself, first and foremost, your background in the sports world yourself.
Sure. So obviously, do a bit of music now, but I was a professional soccer player. I was a baseball player growing up, and a baseball and soccer player, and played at Division II college level out in Pennsylvania, went to like a national championship, national semifinal, and then left school to go play overseas in Ireland and then as well in Israel. So played overseas for about two and a half years, came back, and now I'm still doing a bit like amateur level, but I coach soccer, support it, watch it every single weekend. And that's kind of.
That is the voice of Sam McCullough hanging out with us. We lost him for the moment, so we'll have to try to get him back in a second. But what we're talking to him about, by the way, Mike, and obviously you know this, but we'll let the listeners know. Women's Olympic qualifier is happening here pretty soon in Houston, Texas, and in Carson, California. Obviously, we're talking about the U.S. women's national team, and this is a team that's really good, by the way, too. So I think we've got Sam back. Sam, talk a little bit about the women's national soccer team.
Sure. So obviously, last summer they won the World Cup. It's a huge feat for them. I think in the U.S. as well as overseas, they kind of had like a world spotlight on them with, I think, some of the political things going on. But they're really, really impressive. They play quickly. They are by far more skilled than most other teams in the world. And they just have a lot of momentum right now going into the 2020 Olympic qualifiers, which are actually which are at the end of the month. So I think they've qualified for the Olympics about the last five times in a row. So I think they obviously have a leg up and a good shot to do that. But they're a really exciting team at the moment, just because I think obviously they're so much more successful than the men's, and that's a bit unusual, I think, for most American sports. So they are like they have to be talked about with one of the greatest sort of I guess you could call them maybe dynasties over the years. Not obviously they're not like the same as like a professional like NBA team, NFL team, but just over the course of their the last 10, 15 years, I mean, it's kind of incredible what they've been able to achieve.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. And I you and I talked about this a little bit the other day off the air. And you know what? I find the women's game, soccer game, to be obviously a lot more fun to watch, me personally, than the men's game. Like, the ball control in the men's game seems like it's way more than in the women's game. Like you said, they get up and down the field a little bit. And I feel like the men's game is slower. I mean, am I correct or am I incorrect on that?
I mean, the men's game's faster, based on, obviously, it's, I think the level of athlete is faster, and I think, especially in Europe, the game itself flows quicker, but I will say that I think they did a study or like a bit of research into the women, like during the Women's World Cup, to see actual speed of play, and it was very similar. It's more similar to the men's game more than it's ever been in terms of fitness level. So it just goes to show how much better the athletes are getting, and kind of, how much the women's game has progressed over the last 10 years, I'd say.
No, I think it's amazing, man. It really is. All right, so tell people how they can contact you or how they can go about getting tickets and where these games will be played as well.
Absolutely. So the way that the qualifier tournament works is that there's three group stage matches in Houston at BBVA Stadium. These games are on January 28th, January 31st, and February 3rd. So they play the three group stage matches against Haiti, Panama, and Costa Rica. And then once you advance from the group stage, there's a doubleheader semifinal. And then it just goes straight from the group stage to the semifinal and then the final. And the semis and the final are both in Carson, California at the Chargers Stadium. So anyone who's looking for, like, business group tickets, want to go and take their friends, take their misses, whatever, they can get in touch with me via email at c11m2@cantwe11marketing.com.
Say it one more time.
So it's C11, all uppercase, C11, M2, @cantwe11, so CANTWE11marketing.com. And we can hook you up with all group tickets, whatever you need. And they're all discounted as well, because we get them straight from the venue, so, and with lower fees than Ticketmaster.
Very good, my man. And obviously you're a sports guy yourself, and so just a quick one. We can't let you run without giving us your thoughts, and make it kind of general, but in general I want your thoughts on what you saw on the football field, at least from Saturday.
From yesterday.
Yes, you got it.
I think that the games were really tight, really good. Incredible that the Ravens lost. I thought they was going to be a Super Bowl team, but I think that with the Packers, and obviously that's our team. If they advance today, they win today, I think they got a good chance.
Yeah, man. Of course,
that's
brother.
It.
But
that's it.
And then, obviously, the Vikings go down to the 49ers in that one.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody was all that shocked about that. But I do think the big shock was obviously the Ravens falling and the way that Lamar Jackson just wasn't very, very good out there, to be quite honest with you. And the guy was fantastic all season long. Hey, one more time, tell people how they can get the tickets, obviously, and how they can check things out with the women's soccer team that's coming up in a couple of weeks in California and in Houston.
Sure. So best way to get in touch with us for discounted group tickets for any of the U.S. Women's National Team games in their qualifiers is by getting in touch with me via email at uppercase C11, so C11M2 at cantwe11marketing.com. So cantwe11marketing.com. And I'll give you tickets for the group stage matches in Houston, the 20th, 31st, and February 3rd, and then the semifinal and final, which are the February 7th and 9th in Carson, California at the Chargers Stadium.
Appreciate your time. Sam McCullough is giving out, well, not giving out, trying to sell those tickets and obviously gave you a couple different ways to get a hold of him. And, hey, man, I know that there's soccer lovers all over the place, and we obviously try to get you just about everything that we can and all the information that we can about everything going on in the sports world. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk some college basketball. And to do that with us, we have none other than the great Greg Peterson from VSIN Live and obviously a couple other things. We'll get into that in just a moment. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Morgan. Alex Morgan! Is it going to be 13? It is. An emphatic victory for the USA. They win by 13 goals to nil.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Satterwhite will inbound to Skokna with 10 seconds to go. Skokna driving to the rim, blocked by Baird. It's scooped up underneath and taken away by Poole, who will dribble it out, and that is going to do it. Michigan ends the magic of the Ramblin' Men. The Michigan Wolverines are in the national championship game, knocking off the Ramblers of Loyola Chicago 69-57. The Wolverines are in the title game for the first time since 2013.
Across the timeline, DiVincenzo, three on the left wing.
Good again! He had two Wolverines in his face, and he did not care.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Unbelievable. Just get ready because, yes, March Madness will be coming in sooner than you think, people. Unbelievable. I love that sound. I love hearing the college March Madness tournament stuff going on. Anyways, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through it as we always do. You can obviously get at us in a couple of different ways. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. And obviously, you can call us, beam us up, just like Scotty, at 1-800-878-7529. But obviously, we are now going to change the conversation a little bit. We're going to talk some college basketball, and to do that with us is none other than Greg Peterson, who you can check out at VSIN Live. You can also check him out with his own podcast, Hoopin' with Hoops, obviously in the top 100 as well. And this guy is literally an encyclopedia when it comes to college basketball. And welcome to the show, Greg. First time we've had you on the Sirius XM show here. We had you on the local show on Friday in Phoenix, Arizona. And you know what? Quite frankly, my friend, the conversation was so good, we had to bring you right back. How are you doing this morning, man?
Andy, I'm glad to get the invitation. I'm doing great. How about you?
Can't complain, man. And, you know, you and I kind of talked a little bit on Saturday about some of the things that were happening. And, you know, I said, hey, what's the game you're looking at? And you said Baylor and Kansas. You liked Baylor. They were getting like 8 points or something like that. They wind up winning the game outright, 67-55. You know, Kansas, obviously one of the better teams. But we even talked a little bit about this on Friday. And I said, you know, talk about the Baylors of the world, the Auburns of the world, some of those teams that people don't necessarily know that much about. But I'll tell you what, before it's all said and done, I think people are going to know who Baylor is, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are. Baylor arrived on the national picture if they hadn't already. They had knocked off Villanova in a non-conference tournament in November that was played in the state of South Carolina. And this is a bunch that you thought against Kansas in the fog. They stifled Kansas. Kansas just had no way of being able to get clean shots on this Baylor team. And Baylor, ever since the beginning of December, they have not allowed more than 63 points in a game. I think that's a parallel between a lot of the teams that are ascending right now. San Diego State, ever since the beginning of December, I don't believe that they've given up more than 70 points in a single game. Auburn, they put the clamps down on Georgia. It is one of these themes that if you're able to play good, sound defense with a three-point arc expanding, it is one of those things where it could lead you to banking a very deep run in March, and it travels well as well, which is why these teams are doing so well on the road as well.
Greg, this is Mike Wilson. You know, there's a lot of good stuff going on in college basketball right now, but the one thing that just blows my mind is that North Carolina is so bad, and then you have, you know, you have the coach last night going, fire me. What is going on in Carolina?
Well, they're closing about as well as your buddy at the bar that's had a couple too many. They were up 10 with less than 2 minutes to go against Clemson. They wind up going to overtime, and they can't close. It's absolutely ridiculous. We saw this in the game against Pittsburgh as well. They're up right around 10 points in the second half. They were just unable to close that game.
and they need that alpha dog score, which you're right now missing in Cole Anthony. Cole Anthony was a top five recruit in the nation for a reason, and now we're seeing it come to the forefront. And I think that Roy Williams is doing himself a disservice because he's got two graduate transfers on the team, Christian Keeling along with Justin Pierce. These guys have been top scorers on their teams. Justin Pierce coming over from William & Mary, Christian Keeling averaging over 18 points per game for Charleston Southern, and he's not utilizing them. He needs to look to a little bit of experience because Armando Bacot and Garrison Brooks, they're doing a good job down low, but you take a look at the guard play with guys like Leaky Black, they're not getting the job done. And what I think UNC needs is just that guy that can come off the bench, like one of these guys that could just hit a couple shots, see the ball go through the rim, and give this team a steadying force, because at the end of games, right now, they just don't have it.
That is the voice of Greg Peterson. Check him out at VSIN Live. You can also check out his podcast, Hoopin' with Hoops, top 100 podcast, by the way. It's on Apple Podcasts, all over the place. This guy is unbelievable. He's an encyclopedia when it comes to college basketball. And let's just keep it going, man. What's going on with Ohio State off to this 1-4 start in the Big Ten after they were getting all kinds of praise nationally? All of a sudden, now they're out of the top 10, and boom, they go down to Indiana, obviously, on Saturday, 54-66. What's up with the Buckeyes right now?
And they were set to become the number one team in college basketball had they knocked off Minnesota a couple weeks ago. Now, like you said, they are in free fall mode. And this is a team that's a little bit banged up right now. You've got a couple guys that have been in and out of the fold. Dwayne Washington has been dealing with an injury. Kyle Young had his appendix taken out, so he is a little bit of a fireball for this team, gives the team right around 6.5 rebounds per game. That is not helping things out. And they're relying a little bit too much on Caleb Weston. Weston is absolutely terrific. Guy is 6'9", shoots right around 40% from three, gives the team 15 points. But when this team is at its best, they have balanced scoring from pretty much all eight of their main contributors that come in, both in a starting lineup and off the bench. And right now they just don't have it because defense has been playing quite well. They once again hold Indiana to below 70 points, but they were unable to get to 60 by themselves as well. They just need to get more clean looks. I think that they maybe need to push the tempo a little bit more as well because they've got a couple guys who are able to shoot threes. I mentioned Weston shooting 40% from three. Dwayne Washington did a good job of being able to put the ball in the basket, but they're just taking their time at the end of the shot clock, and they're not getting clean shots, and that's doomsday, and that's why they're having a tough time getting to 60.
Unbelievable stuff. Greg, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was just about to say the same thing. Greg, you know, we're out here in Pac-12 country, and we all know Oregon is probably the cream of the crop out here. Are there any other teams? Is there a Colorado? Is there a Washington that you can see making the NCAA tournament?
How about a team that's a little bit off the beaten path? Stanford. I know that Washington State is not necessarily the modicum of consistency when it comes to college basketball, but they didn't just beat them. They completely blew them out with Washington. This is a bunch that they're now going to be without Kwadi Green for the rest of the year. That is going to hurt them. He might come back for the NCAA tournament, but he's currently academically ineligible. That hurts them. And Stanford, in that game a couple nights ago against Washington, they were down, but they were able to play good defense to help Washington under 60, which is why they were able to win. And what I think is very interesting is that now you've got Oscar Da Silva coming of age for this team. Few people may know that during the 2017-18 season, when he was a freshman, he led all of college basketball among qualified players with regard to three-point shooting percentage. Last year, he shot under 26% from three-point shooting range. This year, he's been giving the team 15 points. He's hit a couple threes, but he really has taken hold of knowing that he's a guy that needs to give the team five or six rebounds. His veteran leadership and knowing that he can hit a couple shots, but at the same time, when he doesn't have it, he needs to let other guys like Dejon Davis take over the offense, has been absolutely paramount for this team. Couple that with the steadying force of being able to play sound defense. Stanford is a team that I think could really compete in the Pac-12 and might actually be the second-best team in the Pac-12.
That is the voice of Greg Peterson from VSIN Live, and also check out his podcast, Hoopin' with Hoops, top 100 Apple podcasts out there. The guy, obviously, as you can tell, an encyclopedia when it comes to college hoops and probably just about anything sports, to be honest with you. Hey, real quickly, before we let you run, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Auburn and San Diego State remain the two undefeated teams in college basketball, man. So how long does it last for these guys?
I think that for San Diego State, it's going to last quite a while because they've already played their toughest game of the year. That was against Utah State on the road. They were able to get that win. When you take a look at Auburn, I think that they're going to be able to last for quite a while. Now, they're going to have to face off against the likes of Kentucky. We know how good this Wildcats team is, but I think that with San Diego State, I don't think that they're going to be able to put together a Wichita State run. You've got other teams out there like Nevada. I know that they lost themselves to Utah State, but by and large, they've been able to do a very decent job for this bunch. And then when you take a look at what Auburn is doing, I think that they could remain undefeated for quite a while. I think that they could go on the road and win because, like I said, they do a very good job on defense. They're a different team from last year because they're relying a little bit less on their backcourt. They're going down low with Austin Wiley, who gives the team 9 rebounds. You've got a guy like Daniel Purifoy. He's been able to give the team some good contributions in the starting lineup. When you need a guy like an Isaac Okoro, he's been able to step up as well. So I think that Auburn is going to be able to last for quite a while, but the team that I think might be able to make a charge and enters into the NCAA tournament with one or two losses, San Diego State.
Great stuff as always, Greg. We're going to have to catch up with you next week to get our NCAA college basketball fix, brother. Have an awesome day, my friend.
Please do. You got my number. Thank you.
Absolutely. Greg Peterson, check him out. VSIN Live, and also his podcast, Hoopin' with Hoops. The guy is absolutely incredible. That's why we get him for you. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here's Jerome with 5 to shoot. Penetrates to the right elbow. Fadeaway jumper is good. Ty Jerome never looks on balance, but they always go in. 57-49, 8-point lead. Hunter, here's Culver driving, leaning, Diakite rejecting, and it ends up in the lap of the cheerleaders for Texas Tech, as Diakite says, not right now.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Okay, let's go.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details. The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Nogueira inside. Missed it. Blocked by Wall. Wall, Lawson sets up for three. Hits it.
Three-pointer, Curry. That's his fourth three-pointer of the game. Running the floor, Siakam back to Leonard. And gets the roll. Siakam drives hard. Well defended, and he still banks it home. He's got 20.
What he does is makes life so much easier for everybody in a blue and gold uniform.
Bad pass from Curry. Siakam with the finish down the other end. He's got 10 points in the quarter.
You're listening to Dorfman Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can always call us up, talk to us about whatever's on your mind in the sports world, or quite frankly, whatever's on your mind in general is always on my mind here at 1-800-878-7529. In case you missed it, we did just get done with Greg Peterson talking some NCAA college basketball. Dude is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to college basketball. You can always check him out, VSIN Live, or else his podcast, Hoopin' with Hoops, man. The dude is unbelievable. And speaking of hoops, man, I want to keep it going and talk some NBA basketball with you, Mike Wilson. If I'm correct on where we kind of left off with this conversation last week, we were sort of still trying to figure out what was going on, obviously, in the Western Conference. Yeah, the Lakers obviously have their five-game lead over everybody, but we're still trying to figure out what's up with the Utah Jazz, the Dallas Mavericks, the Oklahoma City Thunder have obviously gotten out of the gates, probably better than most people would have thought, with obviously the departure of Russell Westbrook, but CP3 has obviously come in there and played really well for them. Denver is finding themselves. I think the Clippers are finding themselves a little bit. Obviously, I've already talked about the Lakers. They found themselves, I think, earlier than anybody would have thought. And now what they're doing without LeBron or Anthony Davis, I think you got to be pretty surprised that they've obviously been able to keep things going even when their two big stars are banged up right now, Mike.
No, you absolutely do, and that just goes to, you know, to me, that just tells you about the coaching and Frank Vogel and his staff and Jason Kidd, and, you know, keep the good times rolling there in L.A., because when they don't have it, those two big guys, you know, they don't have LeBron and AD, it's one of those things where you think he can win, but the other guys on the team have to step up, and they've been stepping up. Kuzma last night, I believe, had like 37, 38 points last night. So, you know, he showed his worth. So, you know, Denver is, like you said, finding themselves, even though they lost at home last night to Cleveland. That was a bit of a shocker there. But, you know, look, the West right now, it's still, to me, it's still the Lakers and the Clips. When it comes down to it, that's what I anticipate, you know, for the playoffs and the Western Conference Finals. But there are some teams that, you know, could throw a little monkey wrench in the whole program, and Denver's one of them. You and I talked the other day on our local show here in Phoenix that Utah is being slept on a little bit, and you know, I don't think Oklahoma City has a shot, and you know what to do anything to the Lakers or the Clips, but you got to be impressed with what they're doing in CP3 and how he's kind of took to being in Oklahoma City, because let's face it, off the get when he was, you know, sent to Oklahoma City,
it didn't sound like he was too thrilled that he was going to Oklahoma. So the way he's handled it is, you know, showing some professionalism. But once again, it just comes down to the lake show and the clip show when we get down to it.
You know, I find it interesting because I really think Denver will be a team to be reckoned with. And if you look at the log jam there from 2 through 5, every one of those teams has 12 losses, right? So they're all trying to battle for the top 4 spots. We all know that. I think the way that Utah's come on as of late, winning 8 straight, just like the Los Angeles Lakers, I think they found their groove right now. They've got a lot of guys that can shoot the ball, Mike, you know. And if we look at the game in general right now, it's all about having guys to shoot the ball and space the floor out. So, again, I'm going to go back to this, and I'm going to keep saying this until – obviously, I get proved wrong, and if it happens, so be it. But I'm gonna hold my ground and say that I think that the Los Angeles Lakers are a little bit of smoke and mirrors. I know that guys are hitting shots right now, but do you trust Jared Dudley to keep making shots? Do you trust Rajon Rondo to keep making shots? Do we trust Avery Bradley to keep making shots? Do we trust Caldwell Pope to keep making shots? You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I think that there's a lot of unproven entities on the Los Angeles Lakers. Yes, you have LeBron James. Yes, you have Anthony Davis. I know that. And yes, I understand that Rajon Rondo has been to the wars. He's been to all the battles with the Boston Celtics. But that dude's old now, man. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. So I'm really worried about the wear and tear and the physicality of the long season for the Los Angeles Lakers. And to me, that's the concern, along with, will these guys be able to make shots when they really matter and when it counts come playoff time, Mike? And that to me is the real concern with the Lakers.
No, and that's an absolute legit concern with the Lakers. I mean, I even mentioned going into the season, okay, how long until, you know, does LeBron pull that groin again like he did last year? I was out for 26, 27 games. And AD, you know, throughout his whole career, I mean, AD's a phenomenal talent, phenomenal player. But he always seems like he has some injuries, some knick-knack kind of injuries that keep him out of, you know, a string of games, you know, a few times a year. So, no, you're on to something there. I mean, personally, to me, I think the Clips are the best team in the West. They're the deepest. They defend the best. They got the claw there and Kawhi Leonard and PG-13 as well. So, and then you can never get past, you know, for me, you know, because he's an ex-Celtic coach, you know, Doc Rivers. Doc is, you know, he's a competitor and he's going to have his guys ready to roll. So, personally, in the West, I'm kind of rooting for the Clips to make it through.
Interesting now that the Memphis Grizzlies have slipped up into the eighth spot. They're 5 games under 500, but obviously Ja Morant, the young rookie there for them, leading the way and keeping them competitive. It's kind of cool to see that.
Right.
The Spurs a little bit on the outside looking in. Portland, obviously, a huge disappointment this year. I can't really even explain it. That's your neck of the woods, bro. So try to explain what the hell is going on with the Portland Trailblazers, or for that matter, what the hell's not going on for the Portland Trailblazers.
There's been some injuries. They still don't have their big guy in the middle, Nurkic. I think that's a big part of it, as well. And, you know, to me, as much as I love Dame Dalla, man, they are a little too dependent on, Damian Lillard. It's just one of those things where I think they got to spread the ball around a little bit more. People got to score. You got Carmelo Anthony up there now, and he seems like he's fit in. He's not the ball stopper that he was in the past. But when you're missing Nurkic in the middle, Nurkic is a walking double-double. That really hurts the Trailblazers. I mean, last night they took on your Milwaukee Bucks. My best friend since childhood was at the game, and he sent me a text going, Giannis is the man. Like, he's just the guy, and he's the MVP, And he goes, if the Bucks don't make the finals, there's, you know, something catastrophic would have had to go wrong. So, you know, the Blazers are just struggling. Who knows if they come out of it whenever Nurkic comes back or if he does this year. But it's kind of a disaster up there in Portland so far.
All right, so let's switch it over to the Eastern Conference, and let's also jump out to the phones. I guess we've got Mitch in Santa Monica wants to jump on with us as well. Mitch in Santa Monica, obviously you got the Dorf Man, you got Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, great Sunday morning to you guys. Boy, I got to tell you, after last week's wild card weekend, yesterday was sure just kind of a bomb. I mean, I'm hoping we're going to have a little more fireworks today, but I do want to have one quick take. I know it's towards the end of the hour, usually the 9 o'clock hour is the NFL hour, but I want to congratulate those Minnesota Vikings to becoming the greatest, worst team in the history of the NFL. No team has racked up more losses than the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs. So once again, the Minnesota Vikings have proven that they never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. Go Packers today. We want the ball. We're going to score. Touchdown Packers.
Well, hey, you know, let me just say something first and foremost. Look, at the end of the day, man, I get that people love to talk smack and throw shade at teams and things like that. I get it, man. I understand it. I understand you're a Packer fan. I understand that too. But let me just say this. Look, at the end of the day, bro, the San Francisco 49ers are the better team. And quite frankly, they deserve to be where they're at. So I understand where you're coming from and being a Green Bay Packer fan, but take yourself away from that for a quick moment and just be objective about what you saw on the football field. The San Francisco 49ers were dominant, brother. I'm sorry, man. They were an absolutely dominant football team, and they deserve to be where they're going. So for you to say, oh, you know, the Minnesota Vikings never miss an opportunity, you're not giving credit where credit's due. The San Francisco 49ers are a really good freaking football team, bro. Give them credit.
The San Francisco 49ers are the elite team right now. They are the team to beat. They're the team. And now that Baltimore has been knocked out, probably the shoe into it's a no-brainer on that, the favorite to win. I absolutely agree with you on that. You know, and after Kirk Cousins takes one pass, everyone's like jumping on the Minnesota bandwagon. So, yeah, I could fill in the points in my pool, but it's like, geez, you guys coming, you're like, you know, made a mess in the bed again. I mean, the Vikings team from last week, the Vikings team from this week, which is completely different. The Vikings team that the Packers completely destroyed versus the Vikings team, you know, that we saw last week. I mean, everyone's just jumping on this Vikings bandwagon. And the Vikings, what I'm saying, is they reverted back to being who? The Minnesota Vikings, a team that never ceases to miss an opportunity when they have an opportunity.
All righty. Hey, appreciate the thoughts and the opinions from Mitch in Santa Monica. But look, man, I'm serious about that, Mike. Look, I understand throwing shade. I get it, man. I totally get it. But in this situation, unfortunately, look, the Minnesota Vikings were playing a better football team in the San Francisco 49ers. Yes or no, Mike Wilson?
Oh, absolutely. They were playing. Niners are the better team. Absolutely.
Alrighty, everybody. We gotta take a quick pause for the cause. We're gonna do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one and then obviously hour number two. All about the NFL divisional round matchups. Unbelievable stuff what we saw on Saturday. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us in a couple of different ways. Obviously, follow us on Twitter, which, by the way, I've had a couple new people follow me today. I do appreciate that. It's at Dorf on Sports, and for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion, which, by the way, is maybe the greatest Twitter handle of all time, people. So you want to follow that guy. Mike Wilson, hour number one is obviously in the books, which means hour number two is on the horizon. And obviously that means we're going to be talking a lot about the NFL and the divisional round matchups. Unbelievable stuff, as we know, man. The NFL football, it's here, it comes, it goes, just like everything else. And at the end of the day, Mike, we're going to be a little bit upset, aren't we, when it's all over and we have, oh, just let's say basketball to talk about and some other things other than, obviously, NFL football, my friend.
Oh, yeah, we'll be a little upset that we don't have college football anymore, NFL football. I think you and I might have to go into football rehab, once the Super Bowl is done and said for. So, but in the meantime, look, we got great games. We got the Houston Kansas City game today. We got Seattle Green Bay, and then we had, you know, look, we talked about it already. San Francisco was just dominant. Tennessee was just dominant as well, as they took out the number one seed in the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, it was really impressive. I mean, we did talk about the potential of Derrick Henry and what he could do to the Baltimore Ravens. And then you know, we're thinking about what Lamar Jackson is able to do. And you know what? One guy showed up and then the other guy was out there and he got baffled and he got confused. And ultimately it wound up really, really good for the Tennessee Titans. They move on. They're advancing to the AFC Championship game. And I don't think anybody in their right mind would have thought that that would have happened, Mike. So congrats to them. Obviously, congrats to the San Francisco 49ers as well. Just a fantastic game from them. You want to talk about domination, right? I mean, at the end of the day, both of those teams, they dominated the football game, and there's no surprise as to the reason why they're advancing in the playoffs, people. Anyways, I know we're up against it, so we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back with hour number two, all about the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of protesters again in the streets of Tehran, this time demanding Iran's top leaders step down after they admitted to mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian jetliner with 180 people on board. Many of those killed were Iranian students. President Trump tweeting to the leaders of Iran, "Do not kill your protesters. The world is watching." Meanwhile, concerning the recent attack that President Trump ordered that killed a top Iranian general, many in Congress say they still don't have enough information about what the imminent threat was. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says clearly there was such a threat.
I shared that view. I know other members of national security shared that view. That's why I deployed thousands of American paratroopers to the Middle East to reinforce our embassy in Baghdad and other sites throughout the region.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Even Democratic members of the U.S. House have been pushing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. She's been withholding them, saying she wants to make sure that a Senate trial will be fair first. But on Sunday morning, she said, we can expect some developments in the upcoming week.
What I did say is I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over. And we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
She was speaking on ABC's This Week. At least 11 people dead after severe weather wreaks havoc in the southern U.S., among them a police officer and a paramedic killed in Texas while responding to a crash near Lubbock. They were helping crash victims when two other cars skidded across the icy road, slamming into them. Weather-related deaths have also been reported in the states of Oklahoma and Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.
That's 800-215-5141.
At last check, a gunman was still on the loose after shooting five people in an apartment complex in Colorado. Aurora police saying that three juveniles and two adults were taken to hospitals with very serious injuries. Investigators believe there was a party going on at the complex when the gunfire broke out. Police, though, still looking for the motive as well as a male suspect. The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule the impeachment of President Trump unconstitutional, saying that neither of the two charges against the president are high crimes or misdemeanors.
We have a clash between two branches of government. They are impeaching him for a non-crime, high crime, misdemeanor, low crime, small crime.
Giuliani telling Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine last night, lawyers in the case should make a motion at the very start of a Senate trial calling for the case to be dismissed. And in Britain, the Queen wants a family meeting. She's ordered Prince Harry to meet with her, his father, and his brother tomorrow, Monday, to discuss Harry's desire to step back from a senior role among the royals. They are scheduled to meet at the Queen's estate in Norfolk. Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, returning to Canada with their son on Friday. It appears they are trying to work out a deal that can be the template in the future should any other member of the royal family wish to return to a non-royal life.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Unbelievable stuff happening in the sports world, as we know. Obviously, NFL football, divisional round matchups. Everything got underway on Saturday with the 49ers and the Vikings. And then, obviously, the other game, the Baltimore Ravens go down to the Tennessee Titans. Unbelievable. The unthinkable happened right before our very eyes, Mike Wilson. And then, as we know, today, the game's coming up. Kansas City, obviously, they'll be going at it against the Texans. And then the Green Bay Packers playing the Seattle Seahawks. Unbelievable matchups today, Mike Wilson, and unbelievable stuff with what we saw on the football field on Saturday as well, my friend. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Yeah, it's the two games that we have today, these four teams, they got a lot to live up to as compared to what we saw yesterday in terms of, you know, the dominance by the 49ers and Titans. But it's going to be fun to watch. I can't wait for that Seahawks-Packer game.
I can't wait for both of them, man. Talk about great quarterback matchups. We have it for you today. Anyways, Gotta take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll dive into the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets, like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
And there's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that in. Plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown. Here's Henry. What a night. Henry. He is gone for the touchdown. His fourth.
Watson in the pocket. Watson rifles over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins. Big time throw. And Hopkins with a snatch. The Texans once again silence the crowd in New Orleans.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, beam us up like Scotty, call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion, maybe the best Twitter handle of all time. And for me, it's Dorf on Sports. And oh my gosh, what an unbelievable night in the NFL with what happened. The Titans go on the road to Baltimore, win 28-12. Derrick Henry is an absolute beast. The guy goes 30 carries, 195 yards, and after a couple of games, this guy is just setting the mark and setting the standard for running backs like we have not seen before. In the other game, the 49ers really locked down on the Minnesota Vikings, 27-10, and it wasn't like the Baltimore Ravens were unable to throw offense up there. I mean, Lamar Jackson has 365 yards passing. They go for over 500 yards total. In general, Mike, when you talk about all the offensive output there, they just were unable to get it in the end zone. And then they went for it a few times on fourth down. They were unable to convert those. Just a bad showing from Lamar Jackson. He had three turnovers, which is really not a good game for him, as we know. It was just a really, really troublesome, mind-boggling, head-scratching effort put out there by the Baltimore Ravens. And I think that you actually said it pretty well. They looked like they were unprepared, and it's hard to believe that you can be unprepared for a divisional round playoff game. So congratulations to the Tennessee Titans. Congratulations to the 49ers. Both of you guys were very well prepared. And you know what? Shame on the Minnesota Vikings and shame on the Baltimore Ravens for going out there and being unprepared for the biggest game of the football season for both of those teams, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'll just start with the Ravens because, look, they had 2 weeks. They had 2 weeks to prepare for this game against the Titans, and like I said earlier, they looked unprepared. And let's not forget, I mean, look, Lamar had, you know, he had 143 yards rushing, he had over 300 yards passing, and, you know, so he put up offensive numbers, but those turnovers came at inopportune times. At least one of them came deep in Ravens territory, so you give Derrick Henry and that offense Tennessee a short field. That doesn't do you any good. And then, I don't know about you, Dorf, but I'm sitting there watching the game, just I'm stunned, one, you know, for one, but two, how many drop balls were the Ravens receivers dropping for Lamar that were very catchable balls, right, you know, right in their hands, right in the place where, you know, it's going to be, you know, a fairly easy catch for a professional football player. But they had a lot of drop balls. They had some penalties, and the turnovers, just like you said, and I've said here briefly, just killed them last night. And you know what? I don't feel sorry for Baltimore. I'm not throwing pity on them. They just didn't show up to play the game last night. And Tennessee, look, they had nothing to lose. They're playing with house money, man. And they showed up. Tannehill, dear Lord, Tannehill was, you know, pretty, you know, what does it say? 714, 88 yards, something like that. And it was that deep ball, dude, that he threw right down the middle of the field, right into the end zone, when his receiver just split the two high safeties. I mean, that kind of sums it up for me. And then Henry, another 100 and, I don't know, what did he have last night? 195 yards, you know, rushing. I mean, look, Henry is 6'4". He's roughly 250 pounds. I don't know if I'm a defensive back how I would bring that guy down, because that dude is just flat-out scary to bring down. He's a man among boys, as you said earlier in the show. And look, everybody got put on notice last week about Tennessee. And if you're not put on notice about going into Baltimore, and beating them down by Tennessee, then I don't know what you're smoking.
Look, I said it earlier, in the season, and I said I thought the big problem for the Baltimore Ravens was going to be that they depended way too heavily on Lamar Jackson. When you think about what happened on the football field yesterday for them, Lamar Jackson 31 of 59, 365 yards. Had to throw the ball 59 times to get those 365 yards. Has one touchdown, a couple interceptions, a really bad day in general as far as throwing the football field. So the amount of yards cannot be mistaken by how many mistakes he made as well. Two interceptions to the one touchdown, that's not a good ratio. The 365 yards looks good, but it took him 59 attempts to get that. He had to run the ball 20 times to get 143 yards. Nobody else does anything. That's my whole point here. Marquise Brown, that's your big wide receiver. He gets you 126 yards. But ultimately, this is the Lamar Jackson show, man. And I think that that is what ultimately did them in at the end of the day, man. You have to have more tricks in your bag. And when you look at what Tennessee did, Derrick Henry not only ran the ball, Mike, for 195 yards, as you alluded to, but Ryan Tannehill rushes for a touchdown. Derrick Henry throws for a touchdown. So they used a little trickery. They were just a little bit more prepared, like you said, to go out there and have an effective day and go on and advance in the playoffs. And kudos to Mike Vrabel for having a great game plan. And you know what? I've been all about John Harbaugh and saying, hey, he's done a great job of coaching and this and that and the other. You know what? They got out-coached yesterday, Mike, flat out. They got out-coached. You got to give a lot of credit to Tennessee. They have been doing their job. They have been studying. They have been doing everything that they need to do to have their team prepared. And the Tennessee Titans deserve to be in the AFC Championship game, in my humble opinion.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, look, the Tim Tebow-esque jump pass from Derrick Henry into the end zone for the touchdown was just the icing on the cake last night. I mean, that is something that they saw, that they figured that they could pull out if needed, and they pulled it out, and it was needed, and it was just a fantastic play. But let's not, you know, I don't think we've talked about that Titan defense yet. And that Titan defense, they had a spy on Lamar, you know, so when he got out and ran, they could, you know, they could go to him. Even though Lamar had 143 yards, I mean, that's pretty dang good, you know, for a quarterback to get that many yards last night. But there was a lot of times, Dorf, where they made Lamar not go north and south. They got him going east and west. And when you stretch a guy out like that, he doesn't really pick up a ton of yards. And they did it. The Titans just did it enough to get three and outs, to stop a drive, and those kind of things. So that Titan defense, to me, they really played really well. And look, they held the Ravens to 12 points in the game. I don't know if we saw 12 points the whole year, less than 12 points the whole year out of the Ravens.
I did tell you that I thought that the Titans had the formula and the recipe to go into Baltimore and wreak havoc and come out of there victorious. And I didn't really think it would happen. I don't know if I believed what I was selling myself, but you know what? They did it. Congratulations to the Titans. Congratulations to the 49ers, who will break that game down on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Play fake. Mariota rolling right. They're going to screen it to Henry. Man is blocked in the flat. A lot of room. 30, 40, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, in.
Yes.
Zone.
Yes.
No flags on the field. 75 yards, touchdown, Titans. Derrick Henry from Marcus Mariota. And just like that, an answer.
That's an answer with a capital A. Yes.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
At the 45, waits for the snap. Michael Dixon puts it down. That kick is away. And that kick is good! The Seahawks win! It's good! From 42, the Seahawks in overtime win for the second time in 2 weeks. And they beat the undefeated, now once defeated, San Francisco 49ers. What a game on Monday Night Football. The Seahawks win in overtime, and Jason Myers does it. What a game!
47-yarder to tie it. Six ticks remain. Pressure on the rookie. And boy, oh boy, does he deliver! Chase McLaughlin, a 47-yard pressure kick.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Divisional Round Sunday here on Dorf on Sports, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And again, I do appreciate the people that have followed me here today on Twitter, and do appreciate you checking us out on Sirius XM Channel 211, iHeart, TuneIn, Sports Byline, however you may be listening to us. We know you have options, and we do appreciate you making a date with us each and every Sunday, which, by the way, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday. That's how we do it here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Anyways, Mike, before we get back into the action as to what happened on Saturday, and then again, we'll break down the games as to what we think may happen on Sunday, I do have some breaking news. The Vikings offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski looks like he's going to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. We also had the Mike McCarthy hiring for the Dallas Cowboys earlier in the week. So some coaches being hired, some coaches getting fired, as far as we know, in the NFL right now, right?
Yeah, like we know right now, and it's just one of those things that's, it's just part of the business. It's what you sign up for when you take take a coaching gig, and you know you're kind of hired to be fired, in what some coaches will tell you. But, you know, look, the Browns were the last organization to get someone hired out of the openings that were there. Stefanski, or how you say his name there, the former Vikings offensive coordinator, has his work cut out for him. He has to build a culture, and that has to be a culture that, you know, not only the players got to buy into, but that the team and the organization has to buy into, because let's face it, Cleveland hasn't had a culture. Cleveland hasn't had a winning season. Cleveland hasn't done anything in the past, I don't even know how many years, I've lost count, with that organization. So he has his work cut out for him, and it's going to be interesting to see how this offensive coordinator and Stefanski is going to get Baker Mayfield back to the level that many people saw him at the end of his rookie year, because this year you and I would both agree that he's regressed. And if you're going to spend the number one pick on somebody, you can't have them regressing like Baker Mayfield did this past season.
Look, I was never sold on Baker. I'm not sold on Baker. And we'll see how Stefanski does with the Cleveland Browns, because quite frankly, this is a job that I'm not so sure that many people are really fighting for. I know you look at it and you think there's a lot of talent there, but the history speaks for itself. And I think that this is one of those gigs where you said it best in the beginning. You get hired to get fired in a lot of these cases. And the Cleveland Browns is a destination where you get hired and you get fired, because the same thing happens over and over. And I think it's difficult to change a culture. It really is. And when you keep trying to search for an identity year in and year out, you can't find that winning culture. And quite frankly, there's very few operations that know how to do this. And, you know, you're seeing it this season. You know, the Tennessee Titans are in and out, quite frankly. You know, they're not a well-oiled machine. This is a year where they're kind of breaking the trend a little bit, and they're getting through it. You know, the Seahawks are a team that have been around for a while. The Packers, they've been around for a while. You know, the 49ers, they're getting back into it a little bit this year when you think about it. Obviously, they've been MIA for a long, long time when it comes to the postseason in the NFL. So, look, and Kansas City, another team rich with history and tradition. Minnesota, them too. I mean, you can make that argument. So, look, at the end of the day, man, you reap what you sow, and you get an opportunity to go out there and make the most, whether you're a coach or you're a player, and you got to make it happen. And some windows are shorter than others, and I think that Cleveland is one of those windows where the fuse is pretty quick. You have to make it happen there relatively fast, or they're going to get rid of you, because, like I said, they're searching for an identity. They don't know what direction they want to go year in and year out. Let's talk real quickly about the Dallas Cowboys and the hiring of Mike McCarthy. And I think that the cause to me to be concerned about, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, yeah, you look at the pedigree, you look at his coaching credentials, right? And you say Super Bowl, you say a lot of victories. I see all that, okay? I'm not blind. I see that, Mike. But here's what I think that people on the outside that are looking in, that they may not see, that I see a little bit better than them. And the thing that I would be concerned about if I'm the Dallas Cowboys is, with Mike McCarthy, does he get stale? Does his offense start to sputter a little bit? Does he not use his weapons the way that you think he could or should use his weapons? So ultimately, I think what comes to mind when I think of Mike McCarthy is, I think stale. I think don't get boring, because if you get stale and you get boring, they're going to want to move on from you as well. And I think that every good marriage has their problems. And ultimately, in Green Bay, you had a really good marriage for a long time, and then you had a little bit of an argument. And the argument was obviously bigger than what you thought you had with each other, and you decided to move on from that. And that's why Mike McCarthy was available for the Dallas Cowboys. But I would say to proceed with a little bit of caution with Mike McCarthy, because I think his creativity on offense at times can be very questioned. So don't get stale, keep it fresh, and use your weapons if you want to stay in Dallas in Jerry World if you're Mike McCarthy, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree. And, you know, the other day on our local show here in Phoenix, you know, we talked about Harbaugh, and I mentioned that he's been able to, you know, evolve with having a player like Lamar Jackson. And you would think, you would hope that McCarthy, who took the year off from being a head coach, and maybe he got to sit back and maybe, you know, ponder some thoughts in terms of how he needs to evolve as a coach. And you bring up, you know, is his offense going to get stale, or is it going to be stale like it was in Green Bay towards the end? And it's going to be something to see if he has an offensive coordinator and the communication with that offensive coordinator to evolve his offense. Because let's face it, he has weapons. You know, he has Zeke, he has Dak, he has Amari, you know, on that offensive side of the ball. Plus, he has a great offensive line. So it's not like McCarthy is stepping into, you know, an empty cupboard, so to speak, with the Dallas Cowboys. He has weapons. He has a line on the offensive side. The question I think that we both have is evolution. Is he going to be able to be more creative and bring something that we haven't seen from him from his Green Bay Packer days? And that's going to be the question for me moving forward.
Yeah, we're on the same page. All right, real quickly, before we go to break, a couple few minutes here. 49ers do win 27-10 over the Minnesota Vikings. Very impressive defensive performance. Jimmy Garoppolo was efficient, 11 of 19. He had the one interception, obviously, but ultimately relatively efficient. Tevin Coleman ran the ball very well for them, a couple touchdowns, over 100 yards. And quite frankly, they stayed true to who they are, man. They run the ball. They control the clock. They had 186 yards rushing, 131 yards passing. But again, just such a great defensive effort. Really hard to stop Nick Bosa and the boys on that defensive line, Mike.
Oh, yeah, that defensive line, just the defense in general. But that defensive line was stout yesterday. They could do anything that they wanted to in terms of getting to the quarterback. The Vikings offensive line was overmatched all game. And look, they ground and pound for that 49er offense. So that was something to behold as well.
Look, we said it the other day on the show here locally, again, just kind of keep referring to it, but it's the truth, man. You win the game in the trenches, you're probably going to win the game on the scoreboard as well. And those two teams were really pushing back. Offensive line for the 49ers, defensive line, same thing goes for the Titans, man. They just were controlling both sides of the ball. So kudos to those guys. Excellent job. All right, when we come back, we're going to break down what's going to happen today in the games in the NFL divisional round. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Looks like Mayfield wants to go four wide and split everybody out and separate this 49er defense.
He has Chubb to his side, an RPO, fakes the handoff. Bosa's got him around the waist. He throws, intercepted by Richard Sherman, dropping back into coverage at midfield. Gets up, breaks a tackle, runs back into Cleveland territory, dropped on the Brown 41-yard line.
This is Dorf on Sports.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles. With over 40 colors to choose from, that's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat to the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Second and 10 from the Falcons 19. Dalvin Cook is the tailback, feeling in motion to the right. Now in motion, back to the left. Hand off Dalvin. Sprints out to the left. Gets a block from Thielen. Walks into the end zone. Touchdown! Dalvin Cook with the Vikings' second touchdown today. And it's 13-0 Vikings.
First down, play fake. Boot to the right. Witten's open. At the 5, at the 3. Touchdown for the goal. Cobb in a slot on the right. Out of the gun. Prescott play action. Got a man wide open to the middle. That ball is caught by Jerwin at the 5. And he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. NFL divisional round weekend of the playoffs. And I'll tell you what, man. Wild card weekend was pretty awesome. And quite frankly, the divisional round has been pretty awesome, too, in the sense of we got a huge upset. The Tennessee Titans beating the Baltimore Ravens. They had won 12 straight. The week off in week 17, maybe it hurt them, maybe it didn't. Maybe the Titans just had such a great game plan, people. Like, seriously, I think that that's what I want to address with you real quickly, Mike Wilson, before we get into, obviously, Seahawks, Green Bay, Houston, and Kansas City, and then we'll break down Minnesota, San Francisco real quickly, because Dalvin Cook struggled, man. 9 carries, 18 yards all day. Kirk Cousins struggled all day. 21 of 29, 172, one touchdown, one interception. We talked about what San Francisco did running the ball and the efficiency of Jimmy Garoppolo. But my point is here and now, the San Francisco 49ers all around are a really good football team. The Tennessee Titans all around are a really good football team. The Baltimore Ravens, quite frankly, are a really good football team who had a bad day, okay? That's the truth. They had a really bad day. the Minnesota Vikings are a pretty good football team. I wouldn't say that they're a great football team. They're a pretty good football team. But the point of where I'm going right now, Mike, is this. I think we get too high, I think we get too low on individuals with their performances. Obviously, Lamar Jackson had a real dud of a day, man. It was an awful performance for him. Kirk Cousins had an awful performance, whereas the week before he goes into New Orleans and the guy looks like an all-pro quarterback. And for that matter, Drew Brees didn't play well that week against Minnesota, but we give him a free pass, right? We jump all over Kirk Cousins when he does something really well, and then we jump all over him when he does something really badly. On the same note, Lamar Jackson, man, people are talking about him all year like he's the MVP, and he is the MVP, man. He had a bad day. I understand. I get it. It happens. He had the bad day at the wrong time, quite frankly. But my point is do we get too high? Do we get too low? Do we go after people a little too much when they do something great, or do we go after them too much when they do something a little bit poorly? I mean, can we find ourselves a little bit of an even playing field, and can we get our senses back a little bit and not get too high on people and too low on people all at the same time? Mike Wilson, yes or no?
That's a good question, Dorf. It's almost like we're schizophrenic.
Yeah, exactly.
With all this, and I do tend to think that people, in terms of, you know, look, we're in a world of social media where everybody is a reporter, everybody has a phone, everybody has a camera on their phone, everybody has a, you know, everybody wants the hot take, everybody wants to get stuff out there before everybody else. I always tend to be, hey, let's just see how this plays out, let's see how things go, and if it warrants, yeah, then your take kind of goes with what happened. But to rip Lamar, you know, after a bad performance in the playoffs, and I realized people coming into this, and this was, to me, this is absolutely stupid that they were bringing up that the Ravens got worked. He didn't look good in last year's playoff. I think at that point he had played in a grand total of maybe 8 games total for the team. So I was willing to give Lamar a pass his first time through everything. This year, look, and you talked about the game plan for the Titans defensively with him, and even though he had all these yards and all these yards of offense, they still kept him in check enough to where he couldn't get his team into the playoff. He even turned the ball over 3 times. So you got to give something to the Titans in terms of planning for that and trying to get after him. But I think it's way, way too much to say that, you know, because I've seen it, people are like, well, he's not the MVP. Yeah, he is the MVP. Like, you want to tell me, you want to go back those previous 16 games, 17 games, and say that he's not the most valuable player in this league? Okay, yeah, you go ahead and you keep blogging from your mother's basement eating Cheetos. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So it's just one of those things where we can't get too high, we can't get too low. You got to keep even keel with things and just look at how they play out once the games are done.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, these guys are all out there trying to win a football game.
Right.
They're not trying to have their worst performance of the season at the biggest moment in time. And so I think at the end of the day, give credit where credit's due. Great game plan by the Tennessee Titans. Tough day for the Baltimore Ravens. Great day for the San Francisco 49ers. Tough day for the Vikings. And I kind of thought that would be a tough day for the Vikings. So, again, don't get too high. Don't get too low on people. Don't go after them too hard. Don't go after them. Don't praise them too much when they do things great either. Like keep yourself even keel a little bit about what's going on in the world in general, especially in the sports world. All right, dude, let's break these games down real quickly. The first game, Houston playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. I think it's going to be a fun matchup. Obviously, D. Watt, D. Hop, those guys are going to have a huge game. They're going to have to run the ball. J.J. Watt is going to have to go out there and wreak havoc, obviously, for them on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to have to slow down that high-powered offense with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, that great wide receiving core, Kelsey, a great tight end. The question mark I do have about them, Mike, obviously is their running game. Their defense has been stout the last 5-6 weeks of the season, so I like the way that that's looking at this point. But ultimately, man, we got two great quarterbacks. We got four great quarterbacks going at it today, but two great quarterbacks with the Houston Texans and then obviously the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a fun I think this is the one where we could see a lot of points potentially in this game, where it could be a track meet, and it might be who has the ball last. And quite frankly, I think it's going to be tough to shut down Patrick Mahomes and those guys for four quarters. So I do like the Kansas City Chiefs to win this game, but I think this is a juggernaut. I really do. I think it's a fun football game to be watching.
Okay, can we just move on to the other game now since you took all my talking points, buddy? I think this is going to be a great game. I think we got two very mobile quarterbacks. I think the weather is going to play a little bit of a factor too. I mean, it's going to be 26 degrees at kickoff. Arrowhead's going to be hopping. We all know what, you know, that crowd like, what the crowd is like inside Arrowhead. And I agree with you, the running game is going to be a question, but, you know, look, it's just one of those games where I just think the Chiefs being at home, they have a little bit more dynamic, offense and just a few more weapons than the Texans. And I think the Chiefs, bring the victory home to the, Arrowhead fans.
And I got to think that this is a real, real big opportunity for the Chiefs. They've got to be chomping at the bit. Obviously, they don't have to go to Baltimore. They can make it. The road to the NFL, to the Super Bowl, can go through Kansas City. So either one of these teams, quite frankly, the road through to the Super Bowl will go through these two because of Tennessee being the lowest seed left in the AFC. So a lot to play for both of these teams, if you ask me. And I think that Kansas City will obviously relish this moment. And this is another time for us to see Patrick Mahomes and how good this guy really is. And I like T-Watt too, man. I think that these guys are just so dynamic, man. This is really going to be a fun matchup. I can make an argument for both teams to win this football game, but again, I got to take the Kansas City Chiefs. I just think at the end of the day, too many weapons for them. All right, let's talk Seattle Seahawks and let's talk Green Bay Packers. Obviously, this one will be taking place the later game in Green Bay at Lambeau at Green Bay. This is just an unbelievable matchup with two great quarterbacks. Both of these guys, Super Bowl winners. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Both of them like to be mobile. Both of them can be very creative. I think defensively, I like the Packers a little bit better than the Seahawks. Again, I question whether the Seahawks running game is all there. They got Marshawn Lynch off the streets a couple weeks ago out of retirement, semi-retired. So they've had to obviously bolster their running game a little bit. Green Bay's defense has been good. They give up a little bit of yards, but inside the 20, they're tough. I like Green Bay to win a really tough game, and I think points are going to come at a premium in this one, Mike.
No, I do too, and partly because the weather is going to be so bad. I think I saw a story where they're willing to pay fans to come shovel snow out of Lambeau or something like that. But no, you're absolutely right. With two great quarterbacks, and you know, in this game, you got Russell Wilson, you know, and the amount of magic that he can pull out of a broken play is just incredible. And, you know, you got Aaron Rodgers who can pull magic out of a hat as well. The difference in this, and I do think the Packers are going to win. I just think the Packer defense is going to be able to impose its will on the offensive line of Seattle. That's been a problem for the Seahawks all year. Russell's been on the run a little bit more than usual for his life this season because of that offensive line, and I think the Packers are going to be able to get pressure on him and get some sacks, maybe even get a couple of turnovers. You know, rushing. You know, it's hard to think that Russell Wilson's going to be rushing to a throw, but you never know with the game conditions and what's on the line here for both teams. You know, mistakes could occur, but I just think that Packer defense is going to be the deciding factor today in Lambeau.
Speaking of going at it on the line today, Pete Carroll been around for a long time. Obviously, has been in the wars. Matt LaFleur, his first opportunity with the Green Bay Packers. The season went great. Obviously, they're 13-3. But do you think that that plays any factor experience-wise as far as coaching goes?
Oh, experience always plays a factor in anything in life. And the more experience you got at something, the better the turnout can be for you. But look, you know, Matt LaFleur may not have experience, but he has Aaron Rodgers. Okay? So what, if you have Aaron Rodgers, that can even the field for you.
All righty, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We got to take one final pause for the cause. We'll come back and do like we always do, give you our parting shot. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be right back.
Play action off of this on 2nd and 7, and they get to him, and they do so by bringing Williams, and then the ball comes out. And picking it up is Buckner. And we've got a San Francisco touchdown to Forrest Buckner. Great football awareness.
Just check the fullback, Tevin Coleman. The tailback, Lee. They bring in Matt Breida. They're going to put Garoppolo in the shotgun. Three receivers from out to in. It's Bourne, Pettis, and Debo Samuel. Kittle is tight left. Here's Garoppolo looking for Kittle. Now throws for Breida. He's got it in the end zone. Touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Diamond sent to the top.
empty one as he gets it quickly to Montgomery, who gets to the corner and takes care of business. Showing A-gap pressure, and they come with it. Here come the Niners, and there goes Rodgers to the end zone, and Adams gets it for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, I would be Andy Dorf. And catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind. It is obviously NFL divisional round of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We take you into the wee hours of the night. Mike Wilson, at this time, my friend, it is parting shot time. You are up.
My parting shot goes out to football, but in this case, it's college football. We're going to see some great games today, but we got a great game on Monday night with Clemson and LSU, both teams being undefeated. Clemson going for 30 in a row. We got two great quarterbacks, probably the number one picks in the next two drafts for this game. So, you know, tomorrow night, you know, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever time zone you're in, sit back and watch Clemson and LSU, man.
I love it, man. Great call. I kind of like that take because you're right, man. Those two guys are going to be special at the next level, or at least we think Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence can be special at the next level. And obviously that's what we're talking about right now, which is the NFL. And I'm going to tell you what, go get that popcorn, everybody. Enjoy the day with whoever it is and enjoy watching the NFL. And hopefully my Green Bay Packers are advancing and moving on to the NFC Championship game. For Mike Wilson, obviously for Greg Peterson and Sam McCullough for joining us today on the show, and Scott for making it all possible, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.